Please join me in welcoming our new parochial vicar to Corpus Christi, Father Logan Obergewich. Thank you. I've been a priest longer than he's been alive. That's why I look the way I do. I want to thank Father for saying yes to his vocation, for being willing to discern when he felt he may be called to be a priest. And I want to thank Bishop Kagan for his appointment here. I'm delighted, and I think we've done very well again. So welcome. Father and I have been having all of the masses the last week. We offered the three funeral masses last week together, the wedding yesterday, and all the masses this weekend. We'll go to the rodeo tonight, and then we'll be back at work next week. So welcome. You will love Corpus Christi. It is a marvelous parish, and you will love it as I have come to love it. The great Wallendas, right there, are high wire artists. Their debut in America was in 1928 at the Madison Square Garden. After their performance, they received a 15-minute standing ovation. People were stunned. Interestingly, their safety net was delayed in transit. So on that day, they just decided to perform without it. And thereafter, performing and even practicing without a safety net would become a signature of the Wallendas. Their grandchildren and great-grandchildren still perform regularly today. Carl Wallenda, who died in 1978, designed this, the seven-person pyramid. It took him 7 years to get the right people in place, whereby 30 feet in the air, halfway across, they stop, and she gets off her sitting chair to stand. I remember as a little boy watching the TV movie, The Great Wallendas. This movie presented moments of their family history. One moment was in 1962 in Detroit. They were practicing this pyramid, and it collapsed. It killed two of them and paralyzed a few others. I remember just being stunned as a boy. I never imagined the human spirit could be so daring. After her aunt fell and died, Carla Wallenda began to perform with the family in 1965. She would lose her husband in 1972. He fell 60 feet in West Virginia. Her dad was Carl, who died in 1978. He had a horrific fall of 121 feet in Puerto Rico. She lost her son in 1993. She performed until she retired in 2017. Carla Wallenda actually died of a natural death. She was interviewed while she was still performing, and she was asked, "Aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid to die?" Aren't you afraid that every mistake you make, you could be paralyzed? And she said, accidents can happen anywhere. She said, besides, I've worked as a waitress and I hated every moment of it. But she said, no, when we're doing that 30 feet in the air, we're not afraid because we trust. She said, we trust each other and we trust our talent that God has given us. Maybe we're praying the wrong prayer when we're afraid. The Walendas use trust to push out any fear. Maybe we need to not pray the prayer, Lord, help me to overcome my fear. Maybe the prayer is, Lord, help me to become more trustful. Help me to trust. We have a wonderful, perfect gospel today for the arrival of a new priest. Every gospel has ascending, where our Lord sends his disciples. Can you imagine that, being the first sent? Luke has two sendings. He has one in Luke chapter 9, where he sends 12 for the 12 tribes of Israel. And then he also sends, in today's gospel, 72 for the 72 nations listed in Genesis chapter 10. These 72 go in pairs ahead of him. And he doesn't paint a comforting picture. Jesus said, I'm sending you, and you're going to be like lambs among wolves. That's a horrific image and a frightening reality. Imagine lambs among wolves. How's that going to turn out? They had every reason to be afraid. He wouldn't allow them to rely on any resources. They couldn't take a money sack. They couldn't take a bag. They couldn't take sandals. And he didn't allow them to accumulate human resources. They couldn't talk to anybody along the way. Jesus forced them to trust when he sent them. He forced them so much, maybe, that they forgot to be afraid. Do we trust enough? Or do we have a lot of fear in our life? The most common thing our Lord repeated to us was, be not afraid. So Lonnie read the long version today so we could hear their report. So they come back, the gospel said they were rejoicing because trusting worked. They came back to Jesus and they said, this thing works. They said, even the demons are subject to us in your name. The holy name of Jesus. We can use that holy name too. I invoke that holy name. You should. If you feel evil around you, if you feel that there's an evil situation, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be gone. Their joy was not in their power. Their joy was in trusting in our Lord's power. Whenever there are newly ordained priests, my trust is renewed. My trust is renewed in the church that God still calls, that God takes care of the church. And as I age and see newly ordained priests, I'm reminded of the trust that I had almost 30 years ago. And I'm reminded of the trust I had that someone would come after me. You all see Father Logan Obergay, which is our new priest. I see him as my potential replacement. Father is the fifth newly ordained parochial vicar assigned to me. I learn from them, and they learn from me. My trust is renewed. And so, Father, your priesthood is also something I need in my life. I can't confess to myself. I can't anoint myself. Your priesthood is a gift to us all. And as you bring the Eucharist to the people, and as you preach the Word of God right here, and this is a fun place to preach in, as you preach not on what you've learned, but more on your own experience of God's mercy in you, you will be a very effective evangelizer. And these people are the faithful. They will evangelize you. The faithful have always deepened my faith as a priest. These are the people who come to worship. These are the people who on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday start to figure out what time of the weekend they're going to come here to worship Jesus Christ. They're usually at the same Mass, in the same spot, I know. If they move around, I get distracted. Why aren't they over there? Why are they over there? We have a faithful flock here at Corpus Christi that will deepen your trust in our Lord, trust that we as priests need from our people. And so this is a great weekend, the beginning of a new month. We have a new priest. Civilly, we're celebrating the independence of our country. We have a lot to be thankful for. An inch and a half of rain last night. I slept through it, so throw that in. It's still green. But let's remember as we live this week to pray the right prayer. When we're uncertain or when we're afraid, we're not going to pray, Lord, help me overcome my fear. That's the wrong prayer. The prayer is, Lord, help me to become more trusting. Trusting in you, Lord, who will never let me down. Amen.